Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. The Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Illinois is not just in central Illinois, but it's all throughout our state, north, south, east, west, and even way down in the southern part of Illinois that we just are so thankful the Lord started this ministry. Years ago, the ministry in southern Illinois started out with just one after-school Good News Club, and then there was two Good News Clubs, and there was some summer ministry outreaches that we had here or there. But then a few years ago, I think it was 2015 or 2016, God brought together a special group of people, and a local committee was formed. A volunteer staff worker put up her hand and said, yes, I will help get the ministry going here. And then it all came together, and the ministry was officially launched in southern Illinois. And now, praise the Lord, now the ministry is not just toddling or just walking. Now it is growing, with Good News Clubs popping up in several public schools all throughout southern Illinois. And we just praise the Lord for what He is doing. So here to share more about what God is doing in the ministry of southern Illinois, we actually have the staff worker that the Lord used to be the forefront to get this ministry started, as well as the local committee, which is Robin Williams. And so she's here with me today as my guest. And also Pastor John Pitchford, who's also just come on staff, and he is looking towards being the future local director, because Robin has been doing all this just as a volunteer. And so we just praise the Lord for what He is doing. So now we have two staff for Southern Illinois. So I'm just loving it. This is just great. So Robin and Pastor John, just thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
So just tell us a little bit about us, what's been going on in Southern Illinois. So share with us what the ministry, looks like today, and where you see the ministry is going and where it's growing in the future.
Amen. Well, we are super excited in Southern Illinois. We have 10 existing clubs right now.
Okay.
Good News Clubs meeting in the public school immediately after school. John and I have been working on speaking with new churches, trying to get the word out to the churches that they can adopt a school and host a Good News Club. We're looking at as many as 5 or 6 new ones coming on this year for our training in September.
Wow, that is great.
Yeah.
And I just need to step, it's important to go back and remember, I think it was Uni Point was the first Good News Club that we had, like 7 years ago, or maybe it's even longer. And then it was your church, DeSoto, Living Waters, that adopted the school there in DeSoto. And that was our second one. And then it was like pop, pop, pop. And now you're saying 16, maybe, possibly?
That's what we're trusting the Lord for. Yeah, I'm gonna speak those things as though they are.
Okay.
They're not solid yet. Yeah. But as God continues to connect and put those teams together, that's something that Pastor John and I have been working towards, praying about. As you know, it's always getting the volunteers to do the club is the hardest thing. And so, as John goes and talks to pastors, that's always the challenge, is God raising up the leaders then to take those positions, to go to get the training, and then to teach the club.
Right, and then also having the church behind it.
Right.
But I was thinking about you, Pastor John. I mean, you're no stranger to this either, because was it like a couple years ago that your church that you were serving at, that your church adopted a school? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I was wanting to get a VBS basically in town, because I never heard of CEF. Hard to believe 2.5 years ago was the first time I ever heard about it. But I wanted to get a VBS in town, and I couldn't get the church to move outside to do that. And so I asked my wife, I said, we have to do something. I want to get in town, and I want to share with the children that can't come out here or maybe don't have an opportunity to go to church. And so she got online, and she found this thing called the 5-Day Club, which was CEF, and I had no idea who it was. And I evidently called Robin, and so.
Now, how did you find Robin? You just
online. Yeah,
online.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so I called her phone, and I got that set up. And then the very first day of the 5-Day Club, Jesse, one of the missionaries that was doing the 5-Day Club, she goes, hey, you can get into public schools. I said, what? I can get into public schools? She said, yeah, call this number. So I didn't even, the club wasn't even over, and I was already calling Robin about getting in. And so within 3 months, I had a team together, and we was already in elementary school and Murfreesboro. So
now, when was that? Was that a couple years ago?
That was 2016.
Okay, so you've been doing
17. Sorry,
you've been doing Good News Clubs for a couple
years, yeah.
Just as a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get in this more, but then the Lord brought you from being a pastor, and now you're in CF.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So what do you see? How can maybe Pastor John, you jump in here, and Robin, what can CEF do? Because you know our mission is to evangelize children with the gospel, to disciple them in God's word, mm-hmm. and then we don't forget about, but a lot of people they don't realize that our mission is not only the gospel and discipling them, but getting them established into mm-hmm. a local Bible-believing church. So I really see CEF, and I know you do too, that we're a parachurch ministry. That means we come alongside. Actually, that's mm-hmm. what the word parachurch means,
yes.
is to come alongside. So how do you envision the ministry of CEF serving the local churches in Southern Illinois to help them to be the church, to be mm-hmm. the church that God has designed and created them to be? And we're just... I look at us as the equipping arm of the local
right.
church. So how do you guys see it? How can CEF help mobilize local churches in Southern Illinois to reach children for the gospel?
Right. Well, you know, in our culture today, we've already raised a generation that are not taking their children to church. So mm-hmm. This is going on the second generation now. And so there's oftentimes, you know.
Even in Southern
they're
Illinois.
Not gonna, sure, yeah. Generation Z is a tough one to reach, a tough generation to reach, because even though you may have a bus ministry, you may have VBS, even taking your VBS in town, I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. They're not going to send their children to a VBS. They're not going, oftentimes.
If it's inconvenient.
At the church.
Yeah.
At the church. But oftentimes they will sign their child up for something that's happened immediately after school. So with that partnership that CEF can link arms with the local church in order to establish these good news clubs, you know, the Adopt-A-School program. And that's what John and I have been trying to get the word out to the local church is we want to link arms with you to be able to equip you, do the training, mm-hmm. equip your volunteers. Oftentimes, you know, churches, I would not want to be a pastor, Pastor John. I would not want that job. That's a rough job, you know,
yeah.
with, but we, CEF wants to come alongside the local pastor to do that gospel training, that 9-hour training for Good News Club, which is a gospel training. They're mm-hmm. going to get, and you can you're the teacher trainer.
For their children's workers in their church.
And then even the materials that they get to keep for the training,
right.
Those evangelistic, the counseling tools and stuff can be used in their own ministry. But we, CEF, offering that opportunity, you know, God opened the door
mm-hmm.
to the public schools in 2001. Mm-hmm. And shame on us mm-hmm. if we're not going.
Yeah.
Right. So CEF provides the training, and it provides the open door, and it helps you every step of the way.
Absolutely.
To have an outreach. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, Pastor John, you just came on staff with us, and I think Robin helped design your missionary card. But it says on your missionary card, it says, praying and working to take the gospel beyond the church walls. Mm-hmm. What's mm-hmm. that about? And what, I mean, that apparently is, you know, big on your heart. What's that saying?
Yeah, well, from the very moment God saved me almost 20 years ago, the Great Commission, he put that on my heart immediately, and that's for the whole church, all people.
Mm.
And the church isn't a building, it's people. But today, our churches have it seems like they're stuck within their four walls and they don't want to come outside of them. And so
right.
I try to encourage pastors the importance of getting out and sharing the gospel. And just the other day, one of the pastors I sent a text to because he wasn't sure about starting a club, I told him, I said, if you need help, and you like me to come down, call me, because there's children that can't come to church. There's
right.
children that you could reach into the schools that have never heard about Jesus, and you get to share that gospel with them.
What Robin was saying.
Yeah,
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 they'll come after school.
Yeah, they'll come after
yeah.
school, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's the whole key. I mean,
isn't that sad, though, that some of these children that come to Good News Club, that is their only mm-hmm. church that they have. So mm-hmm. in one sense, we're not just planting Good News Clubs. In one sense, we're planting little Sunday schools. We're planting
Absolutely.
Little churches. I mean,
Amen, yeah.
One person explained that a Good News Club is a Sunday school in the public school immediately after mm-hmm. school. So we really are doing church planting. It's not church, but I mean, it's planting the gospel, the seed of the gospel mm-hmm. in the lives of those boys and girls. So I can tell you're passionate about the Great Commission and helping the churches to understand, you know, the need. You know, there are a lot of territory, though, that you have, Robin and Pastor John. You have 19 counties. I can't even imagine that, to cover that, you know, the state board said, here, there you go. Yeah. So what do you do with that? I mean, how do you get ministry going in 19 counties? I mean, you're in the Carbondale area, but what do you do about all of that landmass?
Well, God has to do it. For one thing, we spend a lot of time in prayer, and God then starts to connect and network people, as we never miss an opportunity to tell someone about Good News Club, about CEF. And John and I have been praying about how do we reach these 19 counties. Mm-hmm. And we are going to, and we've already set it into motion, our first one will be August 8th. We're going to go to every county seat, and we're having prayer. So we call it prayer at the county seat. We're going to be praying for every county, every town, city, unincorporated area within that county, and praying for those children and asking God to raise up the leaders and to connect the dots, mm-hmm. to connect us to the people who have a heart for this ministry, a heart for reaching the children, not just for this ministry, just a heart for reaching the next generation.
The gospel.
With the gospel. Mm-hmm. And so they're on Thursdays, and we're going to do 2 a month. It's going to take us 9 months to get to every single county seat. We're going to actually be on the courthouse lawn or the courthouse steps, and we will be praying for the children there. And that is based upon even our time. We prayed about the time that we would go, and it's based out of Hebrews 11. And Hebrews 11:8. So we're going to start at 11:08, and we'll go to 11:40. And if I could just share that scripture really quick, Hebrews 8, and by faith, Abraham, when called, went to a place where he would later receive an inheritance. In obedience, he went, even though he did not know where he was going.
Oh.
So we're going.
Yeah. We don't know where we're going,
faith.
But God does.
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, in the natural, that's the spiritual side of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in the natural, you know, there's counties I haven't even been to yet.
Right.
So we need to learn those counties. We need to know those people. And we're encouraging the local churches, come out, and we want to leave some information at the end of this so that mm-hmm. they can get a hold of us to get a listing of where we're going to be on what day, what county we're in. And we want local churches to come out and pray with us for the children, band together.
Amen. So basically what you're saying is we're going to let God lead this ministry.
Amen.
You're going to let God direct this ministry. I mean, you guys might be the directors, but you're letting God direct it. You're going to let God coordinate it, and you're going to let God lead by prayer. I mean, that is a lot of ground to cover. Mm-hmm. And speaking of a lot of ground to cover, we got to hold you over because we got to talk some more and see what God wants to do as you seek to follow him by faith, taking you into the place that you may not know where you're going, but praise the Lord. God does.
Amen.
Thanks again for listening and telling future generations. And don't miss next week as we're continuing to talk with Robin Williams, the ministry coordinator, and also with Pastor John Pilchford, who just came on staff, as they go forward following the Lord in Southern Illinois, reaching boys and girls for Christ.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.